On the last episode of Elf...
Well, Elfer, it's up to you. An alien's gotta do what an alien's gotta do. When the going gets tough, the tough get going! This guy's gonna be rice pudding. Yeah. Freeze! Don't you know what freeze means?
You in the huddle. Your mouth and your hands up.
Mommy! And that's what happened last week.
Itself.
Would you tell him to come in here if he wants to talk to me?
Dad said that you're gonna have to come in here if you want to talk to him. He says that's gonna be a problem.
Hello, Alf.
Oh, Willie! What have I done?
I don't know, Alf. What have you done?
Did you see Dog Day Afternoon?
Where are you?
The house is surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
Please hold. No dice! I'm armed, I'm dangerous, and I'm off my medication!
Hey, the cops have somebody cornered in my house!
As you may have gathered, Willie, I'm in big trouble.
You're always in trouble.
Yeah, but even on the Elf scale, this one's a humdinger. I need help.
What happened, Elf?
Long story short, I saw a burglar at the Akmonics and scared him away. Now I'm trapped and I'm scared. Oh, the irony of it all.
Well, can't you make a run for it?
I take it you didn't see the end of Butch Cassidy either.
No, I didn't. But you've got to do something, Elf. They might storm the house.
Oh, yeah. I've got hostages in here. Think that'll hold them? Or should I say that the hostages are nuns?
No nuns. None. I'm coming over.
Okay, but hurry. I don't think these guys will give you much of a grace period if you catch my drift.
Elf's trapped at the Akmonics.
I know the feeling.
I'm going over.
Me too.
No, you're staying here. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, you might lose your cool when the bullets start flying.
Bullets? There'll be bullets.
Jake, that is ridiculous. Willie, be careful.
Oh, I will. By the way, how did Butch Cassidy end?
They were gunned down by the Bolivian army.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I can dig it.
And if you try to come in here, you'll be eating more lead than a pencil sharpener.
He's bluffing. Use a battering ram.
We haven't got a battering ram.
Where are my tax dollars going?
Get back, lady.
Probably going to Gary Hart.
You say you've got hostages. How do we know they're all right?
Just a second. How are you guys? Fine, great, good, couldn't be better. There you have it.
Officer Griswold, what's going on here?
Hey, Tanner, you finally called one right.
You mean you've got the burglar?
Well, not yet, but we got him surrounded.
You're not going to go in there, are you?
Well, not as long as he's got hostages.
Hostages, smostages. We're Americans. We don't negotiate with terrorists, do we?
No!
Maybe I ought to go in there.
Janet, your job is over. We'll handle this.
Listen, you in there. If you refuse to negotiate, we're going to have to use tear gas.
Yes! Tear gas!
Tear gas! Tear gas! Tear gas! Tear gas!
Where's the graphic violence and senseless mayhem when you need it? Oh, thank heavens for Sam Peckinpah.
Everybody down?
He's got a gun.
So what?
He doesn't have a gun. Where would he get a gun?
Hey, don't think you're playing with a greenhorn. I've got enough powder in here to blow up the Chrysler Building.
Chrysler Building? That's 3,000 miles away. You must have a
heck of a charge.
Haddock, bring this man a brain.
All right, there. Hold your fire. Tell us what you want.
I don't want anything for myself. But the hostages are hungry. Right, guys? You'll set it.
Gerard, I haven't had a thing since breakfast. I'm famished.
You hear that? Send us 5 pizzas and a cat.
A cat?
A cat? Who said a cat?
I did.
You idiot! We've got a Satan worshiper in here.
Gaffney, get the pizzas.
Aww. I got the food last week for the sniper.
Wow, another squad car. Alf's busted for sure. Oh, no. Hey, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. My dad's cellmate embroidered that on a potholder.
Don't worry, Bri. Alf is not going to jail. Though a short sentence might do him good.
Dad, is Alf going to be all right?
Well, the house is surrounded. There's a mob outside, and the SWAT team's on its way. You be the judge.
The Achmonics aren't here, and if you don't mind, I'm a little busy right now.
Alf, wait, it's me, it's Willie.
Prove it. What's your middle name?
Francis.
Francis? Well, no wonder you never told me.
All right.
Sorry, Willie. I'm panicking.
Listen, Alf, there's a SWAT team on its way.
Well, that calmed me right down.
This is Doug Gould, Channel 6 News. I'm reporting live from 169 Hemdale Avenue.
Doug Gould? That blow-dried vulture?
This seemingly calm suburban street is about to run red with blood.
Oh, wait. Why am I worried? My blood is green.
In this house, an undetermined number of hostages are being held by a deranged gunman.
Who are you calling deranged, you video tapeworm?
With me now is Officer Izzy Griswold, who was the first policeman on the scene.
Hey, copper, where are those pizzas?
Officer Griswold, what can you tell us about the hostages?
They're hungry. Actually, we don't know who the hostages are, but we believe that they're unharmed.
That's good news, except from a rating standpoint.
Sir?
The food is here.
Excuse me.
Well, that was Officer Izzy Griswold, who is in charge of the operation. And who might you be?
I'm Mrs. Bird, Myrna Bird, 148 Hemdale.
I'm Doug Gould.
Yes, I watch your show all the time.
Oh, you know my work.
I know it, and I hate it.
We'll be back after this word from Arby's.
It's gonna be a long night.
How come? Was this the night we set the clocks back?
Some of us think we smell pizza. Don't we, guys? Yeah, smells like pizza to me.
Me too.
I smell it. Wish we had some.
Yeah, pizza just got here. Come on out and get it.
I'll be right out.
No, no, don't come out.
Yeah, right. Hey, we're not hungry anymore, are we? Well, me.
Couldn't eat a thing.
Wouldn't touch it. Me either. Shut up!
Thanks for nothing, Tanner. I can't believe you just did that.
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
I can't believe the pizza got here before the SWAT team.
You should try waiting for the coroner sometime.
I have.
You know, maybe this guy just wants this publicity. Maybe if we all just leave, he'd let the hostages go.
Yeah. And maybe if we open the cell doors, the criminals will just walk in.
Oh, hey, but then wouldn't the criminals that are just already in there walk out?
Your parents are first cousins, aren't they?
Hey, what's everybody doing on my lawn?
Trevor, Raquel,
what's going on here? Who are all these people? Somebody beheaded my lawn, Santa.
There's a burglar in your house, Trevor. He's got hostages.
Burglars? Hostages?
That's why I left New York.
Excuse me. Are you the owners of this house?
Yeah, that's right. But, hey, are we on TV?
Look at Trevor. The camera really does add 20 pounds.
I don't know why they keep robbing us. There's nothing left to steal.
Yeah. How come they never break into the Tanners over there? That place is ripe for the picking. They got a computer, a telescope. A water pick? Bone china?
This is like watching the Home Shopping Network.
Wow, look at Uncle Trevor. The camera really does add 80 pounds.
Can you lie right after this message?
The Akmonics are coming over.
Oh, Alf, hide in the kitchen. I'm losing it.
I'm just so worried about him.
Hello, everybody. Hey, did you see me on TV?
Yeah, you looked a little puffy.
Well, you know what they say.
TV adds about 140 pounds.
I'm so sorry that this is happening.
Do you believe our luck? Why do bad things happen to good people?
I told you, Raquel, it's karma.
What's karma?
When your lawn Santa is beheaded for no apparent reason.
Oh, you mean karma.
Why did you decide to come back? I thought you were going to Tijuana.
Well, we were halfway there when we realized that we'd left the door unlocked. We didn't want anybody breaking in.
Now that point is moot.
What's moot?
Will somebody buy this kid a dictionary?
I hope they catch that burglar dead or alive.
Don't say that.
Why is he so concerned with the criminal?
You taught him that, didn't you?
Hey, I've got better things to do than to corrupt him. I'm trying to corrupt her.
Mom, it's for you.
Honey, who is it?
It's, Harry.
Harry who?
Harry Melmackian.
Oh, right.
Make it quick, huh? I want to call my insurance agent. Maybe it's not too late to get a homeowner's policy.
Hello, Harry.
Hi. Too much rouge?
So, how is it going?
Fine. I've met a lot of nice new people who want to kill me.
That's nice.
Well, I'm glad you're taking it so well.
I really can't talk right now. We have company.
Oh, you invited people over. Hey, I wouldn't want you to stop living because I might.
We didn't invite them. They just dropped by.
Well, excuse us for being under siege.
Willie hasn't forgotten about you. I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon. Okay, Harry?
Do I have the right number?
Yes. Goodbye. Do I use too much rouge?
I always thought so.
Sir, SWAT team will be here in 5 minutes.
What's taking them so long?
They stormed the wrong house by mistake.
All right. 5 minutes, this place is going to be raining burglar.
No.
Tanner, come back here.
Fire at will!
No!
Hold your fire!
Sorry. Thought I was back in Nam.
Who are you?
Oh, Willie, Willie! I'm so glad to see you!
It's okay, Alf. It's okay.
What's your plan?
I don't have a plan.
There are enough people in here without a plan. Right, guys?
You said it. Absolutely. We're sunk.
Alf, we've got to do something.
Well, why don't you wrap me around your neck and tell him I'm a first stole? Hey, I'm not married to that idea.
Testing, testing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you, Willie. But this is no time to play block captain.
No, Alf. I've got it. I've got an idea. All we need is a place for you to hide.
About Jamaica, man.
Just give me a minute.
This is your last chance. Come out with your hands up.
I'm telling you, coppers, you'll never take me alive. Ha! What a stupid threat.
Get in the hamper.
But Raquel's unmentionables are in there.
Just get in the hamper and keep making those silly demands on your walkie-talkie.
Forget it.
If you don't surrender immediately, we are dispersing the tear gas.
Tear gas! Tear gas! Tear gas! Tear gas!
I'm getting in before they start to harmonize.
This is either going to work or... Well, let's not think about that.
Whoa! How bad does tear gas smell? Did I mention to you that I'm claustrophobic? I am!
He's not here!
Hold your fire! And I don't want to hear anything out of you, lady. We're coming in!
Upstairs.
You see, the burglar's just not here!
He's gotta be here.
We have the place surrounded.
Okay, I'll now make a list of my demands.
Everybody down!
I want $1 million and a DC-10 with those little bags of peanuts. You know, the honey roasted kind?
Your voice is coming from this walkie-talkie.
That's right, he's not in this house. He's just been broadcasting his demands over the walkie-talkie.
We must have escaped before we got here.
And for the in-flight meal, I want the filet mignon. I'll have the chicken. I'll take the fish. Kosher for me. Oi.
Well, how did a goofball like this come up with such a clever plan?
Oh, you really think it's clever?
No burglar, no hostages. We need to find a bunch of bank pins, though. Can I keep these?
Take them out to the car and log them as evidence.
Okay. And I'll turn back the clock.
All right, he's probably still in the area. You guys, search the neighborhood. Oh, Tanner! Thanks for all your help.
Oh.
You got a lot of guts. You deserve to be block captain.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And now, goodbye. I'll just, tidy up. It's okay, Alf. You're safe now.
Oh. Just blame that on the burglar.
Back down. I've got to carry you home now.
Hey, it's not like this hamper is Jamaica, man.
Back down, man.
Oh, hi, Trevor, Raquel.
What are you doing with our laundry?
Well, I thought I'd wash it. It's the least I can do after all you've been through.
Thanks, Willie.
All right. Let's hear it for Willie Tanner.
Oh. Willie!
Thank you. Thank you.
Willie, don't stop to sign any autographs, Mom.
I hear you, Mom.
Hey, Alf, what are you doing?
I'm putting the finishing touches on the Alf home security system. Now this place will be burglar-proof.